People around here say, chunk it at him.
Yeah, they chunk it either way.
Mm-hmm. Mean the same thing.
Now, what we call pitching, the bee picking it like this here and this way. Mm-hmm. And throwing is this way.
Oh, overhanded would be throwing.
Way about away or this way. But anyway, pitching is just taking pitching a short distance. And short is throwing a kind of a long distance.
I see.
And then, as you say, it is chucking at it. It's bigger than just like that, you know.
Just kind of a short throw.
Yeah, that's right.
You said that you didn't drink coffee much. Is that right?
I never drank cup in my life.
Is that right?
I never. Where you coming from? I said, well, I don't know. I said, I won't have anything to offer that man only some good cold water.
I don't
water,
drink coffee either.
But I never drink cup in my life. But my mother and father never did, but they always kept it because there's always so many people drink it. But I never drink a cup in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about people, you know, that if you put milk in coffee sometimes, you say some people like it
cream or milk, some want sugar, some want it both.
Mm-hmm. How do people, if people are asking for coffee and they want it without anything in it, how do they order it? How would they say they want it?
Straight.
Want it straight? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anything else mean the same thing?
No. I tell you, I'll never drink coffee, and you'd have to ask a coffee drinker more about that.
Have you ever heard of where people say, well, I like my coffee black?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is just, that's what you call a strong coffee.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, I'm no coffee drinker, but I've heard people call it. Yeah. Some of them say, I want mine black. Well, that means without any milk in it at all.
What about, have you ever heard anybody say, give me my coffee barefooted?
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me barefooted?
No.
Meaning black?
No.
Hadn't heard that?
No, I never did. That's just like these whiskey drinkers. I don't know nothing of their slang on that there.
Uh-huh.
But they got all different names, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about whiskey, now that you mention it, have you ever heard any of those expressions for this whiskey that you hear about people making up in the hills somewhere?
Oh, I know people up here in a lot of these places, that's all the people used to do for a living, I mean for make their money, was everybody made moonshine.
Moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, that was my father, he never was connected up with it at all like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, that generally happened, and it happened pretty close around here.
Mm-hmm.
And but people, the mountaineer people, 90% of them made moonshine, and it was good. And way back years ago, that was make it to pay their taxes and help pay some of their bills, and it was all good, nothing made bad.
Mm-hmm.
One old fella up there, he's dead and gone now, his name was Grub Beasley. And they was laughing one time, telling about he got a little too much to drink. He started to distill, and he had he made good whiskey, and he used what's called malt corn. You know what that is?
I've heard of it.
Well, the malt corn, they take a corn and put water on it and put it out and it begins to sprout. They call that malt.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a sack of that on his shoulder. And he got too much to drink, too much for it. Before he got to his still, he got drunk. His hair was kind of long down on his shoulder, and he fairly fell his head on that sack of malt corn. And next morning, they got out and got looking for him, and his hair had froze to that sack of malt corn. It was damp, you know. They used to laugh and tell that about Bill Beasley.
Yeah, that's funny.
But
sure is.
Yeah, they used to up in yonder, and I've hunted, and up here down what's called Dark Corner or Beaudry, Arkansas. It used to be a post office, but it's not there now. But everybody in that neighborhood made whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fellow up here in town, he lives up on Holler Street. I sold him milk, and he knew that country.